When Mrs. John retired, she had left an indelible mark on that staff at GECU. She nurtured them, saw them grow, made sure that they had opportunities, exploited her connections with the credit union movement in the region so that they can follow the regional trends in management and the focus, and ensured that staff was exposed regularly to external training and overseas training. I'm sure they can remember that. She left and then took a little hiatus and came back as a member of the board. Madam Sister Viola John, your yeoman service is recognized. GECU has benefited from your wisdom and vast experience in human resource development. This is what is called a lady stalwart. Credit unions offer both savings and credit services and adhere to the cooperative principles, member control, member-centered, member-managed, having a common bond that lent itself to its own purpose to be driven by that bond of association, that sense of overwhelming sense of belonging, of ownership. We learned that the formation of our GECU through the Herculean efforts of individuals who were all at the time government employees, determined to make a transformation and improvement in the society in which they live, and that to ensure that there was some inheritance for their children and grandchildren, and taking this to the wider scope of membership throughout the country.